Parents, do you really know your children's friends?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey.
Our class had a lot of, I guess, bad seeds. And teachers, if they knew our class was next, they were like just dreading it. I knew what was right, and sometimes I'd do it. And other times I'd just do what was wrong because it didn't seem like it was that big a deal.
You know, his comments remind me of an expression I heard growing up. One bad apple spoils the whole barrel. I wanted to make that point afresh to a class of sixth graders I was teaching one time, so I showed them a shiny, brand-new apple. It represented a teenager who wanted to make good choices. I then showed them two apples that looked fine on one side, but they were bruised on the other. These represented friends who had a good outward appearance, but they had a compromised area, a character flaw in their lives. I put the apples in a plastic bag, and I let my friends spend some time in the closet for a few weeks. On the last day of class, I would pull out the bag to show that the identity of all three apples had been lost. The bag now contained a discolored, mushy apple soup. One final thought. We as parents need to constantly monitor the friends our children hang out with, because a friend that has a good outward appearance may be developing a dark side. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.